everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone is doing well and having a wonderful, wonderful week. What a beautiful day after the storm the Lord's given us today. It's just so pretty. Just if you can, let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayers. We open up our service. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, ma'am.
Sister Evelyn Collison.
Yes. Most definitely will. Most definitely will, Miss Evelyn. All right, anyone else on my right side? Yes, brother. Absolutely. We'll lift her up in prayer. Anyone on my left side have a spoken prayer request? Yes, brother. Absolutely. Most definitely will. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else congregate? Miss Julie. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Sure will. Give God all the glory and also to keep Him in our prayers. Don't want to miss anyone. Anyone else with a prayer, spoken prayer request in the congregation?
Several unspoken requests.
Absolutely. Same here with unspoken prayer request and also be in much prayer for our revival as we get ready. Really excited about it, all the preparations, everything going forth with it. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand tonight. Oh, the Lord sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, we thank You again, dear Lord, for this opportunity You've given us to come to Your house tonight. Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, may we just completely turn this service over to You, dear Lord, and let You just minister to us. Dear Lord, You've heard each and every spoken prayer request, dear Lord. You know the needs of each and every situation. And, dear Lord, and we know that You know the unspoken. Lord, we pray for those with the COVID. Dear Lord, we pray for those that are going through situations for these young people that are sick now, dear Lord, that You'll touch each and every one. And, dear Lord, we just love You now, dear Lord. We know that You're greater, dear Lord, than anything that comes against us. And, dear Lord, we're putting our faith in You, dear Lord. We're putting each and every situation into Your hands, dear Lord. And with faith, dear Lord, we're claiming victory. Lord, again, thank You for this evening. Thank You for our church family. Lord, those watching live right now, dear Lord, any prayer requests that they put on the screen, Lord, we're lifting them up to You now. And, dear Lord, as we turn closer and closer to our revival, Lord, we ask for You just to continue, dear Lord, just to let Your Spirit flow, dear Lord. We just want it to be all about You. And, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. While you're standing, turn to page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. Praise God. I really believe in prayer, and I appreciate all the special prayers that went out last night and each and every day. Love each and every one of you. Praise God. Just a little talk with Jesus. Everybody just sing.
Talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble.
He will hear our faintest.
our fingers crossed. He'll answer by and by.
Now when you feel the wheels turning, you will know the fire is burning. You will
have a little talk with Jesus, makes it right.
Turn around and just let acknowledge someone. Let them know Jesus loves them. Just praise God.
He does. Jesus loves you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. That's right. Praise His holy name. We're going to get ready for take up our offering this evening. But again, just remind each and every one, those watching online, you're cordially invited to come to church with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Our revival will be Brother Jefferson Wynn will be ministering to us. Really excited about it. And we're going to also have food provided. It's going to be from 6 to 6 p.m. over in the Curtis Center, if anyone would like to be there. Did I mess up? What did I say? Did I? You got to eat fast, don't you? I'm sorry. I'm trying to read and got things on my mind. I can't do two things at one time. Thank you. Thank you. If anybody can embarrass himself, I can. So praise God. But I'll get over it. From 6 p.m. to 6:40. Really excited about it. We're also going to have the prayer rooms open. This is where something that decision's been made. We've talked about it before. Downstairs, we'll have prayer rooms open. We'll have prayer prior to the service. We'd like to invite each and every one of you. Once you either come from next door or as you come in, we want just to turn the sanctuary over just to the Lord. Prior to service, just come in and just let the Lord just lead us and guide us. And just really excited about it. So just be in much prayer for our revival too. Thank you. Any other announcements? I don't have anything else after I've messed that one up good. All right. Praise the Lord. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. prayers this evening. Sister Nikki, come on up, please, if you would. Then Brother Jim, if you would come after her. And then Sister Linda, if you would, please.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, oh how I wish they could see. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. Food on my table and shoes on my feet. And you gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Well, I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. Food on my table and shoes on my feet. And you gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Disheartened, I have news for you. There is no night, or in His light, you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no
home. Can't go there yet. I'm ready to go home to be with my Heavenly Father. Y'all worship the Lord as I sing about my home. It's a long are traveling on, and sometimes, oh, the clouds are dark and close. Oh, but I've got to keep the faith and walk the narrow way to reach that place that I will call.
Praise God. Amen. He's looking forward to that home.
Amen.
I was going to do a song, but I haven't put any music to it yet. So we might do one after we do this one. This is from an author who has not gained any recognition yet, who has not, in fact, published very many songs. Probably not published any songs at all. This is one Trey wrote. So... And I don't know, it was in my Bible. I was looking through and I saw it and I said, this, you know, I don't know when he wrote it. It's been a while back, but it says, believe in God. Oh, just believe in God. Believe in God. Believe in Him. He'll fix your pain and touch your soul. Believe in Him. Oh, just believe. He'll clean you up, your sin. He'll clean you up. Your sin and put you on your feet again and receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, just believe. How about that? Amen. Praise God. Well, glory to God. That's precious. That is precious. Amen. Let's do.
Too many miles behind me, too many trials are through, too many tears help me to remember there's too much to gain. Many sunsets lie behind the mountains. Too many rivers my feet have gone through. Too many treasures are waiting over yonder. There's too much to I've crossed the hot burning desert, struggling the right road to choose. Somewhere up ahead there's cool, clear water. Defeat is a word I know. Many sunsets lie behind the mountain. Too many rivers my feet have gone through. Too many treasures are waiting over yonder. There's too much to gain. I've crossed the hot burning desert, struggling the right road to choose. Somewhere up ahead, there's clear water. Defeat is a word I don't use. Too many sunsets lie behind the mountain. Too many rivers my feet have gone through. Too many treasures are waiting over yonder. There's too much to gain to lose. Yes, there's too much to lose. Isn't that the truth? I mean, isn't that the truth? There's just too much to gain to lose. God has brought us so far, man, and He's not done with us yet. I know it's still pouring out blessings and anointing, but even after all this life is over, there's too many treasures waiting over yonder. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Jim's going to be bringing the message for us tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing from him. Appreciate him helping us out tonight. So, Brother Jim, would you come, take your liberty in the Lord, and just bring us what God has laid upon your heart.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
I'm telling y'all what. Now I'm going to tell y'all, I am ready for revival. And I'm going to tell you something else, because I'm expecting something to do. I am up all the way down the floor. And that's not
absolutely.
I'm expecting somebody to get saved.
Amen.
I'm expecting
some
yes. Change. Amen. Praise God. Absolutely. And let it start here. Exactly. It takes one person, one spark, those expectations, and just God is so great. And I know, without a shadow of a doubt, He's got something big planned for us. And you know, if you look at the messages that's been going forth out of this pulpit all the way through, it's just continuation, continuation, continuation. That desert only lasts so long. Those trials only last so long. But those treasures in heaven are so much greater. And it's time that we turn our life around and just look at the victory instead of looking at the battle. And just know that God's in control. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm excited about tonight also and about the things going forward. I thank Brother Eddie for the opportunity. I thank y'all for the opportunity to stand up here. I just want to just praise the Lord and just thank Him for all that He's doing. And as we get ready tonight, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and start flipping. If you'll turn to St. Matthew, we're going to go to chapter 15, start with verse 29. And we're going to go 29 through 39 tonight. And how fast they are, they've already got up on the screen. But praise the Lord. I just want to glorify God in everything that we do and everything that He is. that don't think of me being up here tonight. And, you know, we're all different. We all present things different. God uses us for different reasons. But I'm just going to ask you all just to be in tune with the Word tonight. I believe this message, when I was asked, the title actually came quicker than I could even write it down to me. And I just thank God for that. But let's read in the Scripture tonight. And if y'all will, we're, like I said, St. Matthew. We're going to start with verse 29. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, the blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. I can't read those two without reading them one more time. And it says, and the great multitude came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And what did he do? He healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wonder when they saw, and listen to this, the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And the disciples say unto him, whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill a great multitude? And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the broken meat that was left, seven baskets full. Praise God. And they did eat. There were 4,000 men besides the women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came unto the coast of Magdala. Praise God for his word. Brother Eddie, would you ask the Lord just to bless his message to me?
Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for your mercy, for your power, for your healing anointing, God. I pray tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just send your blessing then. God, I pray that you would anoint the speaker, God, to bring forth that which you laid upon his heart. Father, I pray that we would receive it, God, not to be hearers only, but doers of the word as well. Father, we pray that tonight that you have your will and way. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you can. Just praise God. I think as we get into the Scripture tonight, it's got so many meanings in here. There's so many things. And Miss Julie was getting the Scripture from me earlier, and she said, what does the different colors mean? I says, well, some are more important than the others. But I said, God will straighten that out too when we get ready to bring forth the message. But I'm a note taker. Y'all have to forgive me. I have to write things down. I've got notes and little books of Brother Eddie's from the years we've been here. And Scripture, it's written down, and there's so many places in my Bible I write down. I know Brother Terry, I was told a long time ago that he used to write down the title of the messages and the dates in his Bible he was keeping up with. But as we look back at God's Word, and as you said, sister, there's nothing bad about any of it. There's not one better word than the other. I believe in God's timing as we read it, and he nourishes us, and he brings forth this message tonight. And I don't want to get away from it, but you've been looking at my notes too. And our title tonight is Preparation for a Journey with Expectations. Those expectations are great. And the preparation for a journey with expectation. You know, I was thinking about this, and I don't want to leave the Word, so let's get back into the Word. You know, we've heard the miracles. We've heard of the 5,000 that were fed. And this now we're reading, and this, and there's the 4,000. And yes, they are two different miracles. If you read them, they're different areas. If you read, even their locations were different. And everything that there were, I was reading some commentaries, and there are those that doubted. They said, was it a misprint? Was it just a duplication? Because if you look back at it, And we all know of the miracle of feeding the 5,000 plus the women and children. And they had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And they fed the 5,000, and they had 12 baskets left over. And there are those that say that that was actually to the Israelis or to the Jewish people at that time, and the way it was connotation, a few of the commentaries I read. And then if we read here of the 4,000 that was fed with 7 loaves and a few small fishes, and they took up 7 baskets. And it says that if you read the area and that this was possibly to the Gentiles in the way it is. Because then as I was reading today, and God just gave me this, and it said that they were so astonished, they said they glorified the God of Israel. And in God's words, and I'm not saying any of those facts, except I do know there were 2 miracles, and I know what my word of the Bible says is true. And I'm not trying to interpret anything else except what God gave me. But as we talk about this and we look at the 2 miracles, there's things here that I want to think about, and they're going on a journey is what I want us to talk about this evening. There's a lot in life going on. There's things that we face each and every day. And as we go through this journey, and I just want to talk about it, and we talk about the 2 different miracles, I want us to consider both of them. Both of them had a purpose. Jesus ministered to both. Jesus provided in both. But if you look at the miracle of the 5,000, and if we go into there, and I think it's in John 9. I've got it marked right here, and I didn't give it to him. But I want to read this about preparation. In John 9, when Jesus asked, when they said there's no way we could afford, to buy enough bread to feed the multitude. And then it says, there was a lad, and this came from, I'm going to read 8 first. And one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they amongst so many? And what do we know happened? Jesus said, bring them to me. And he blessed them. But there was a preparation made. I know from our final judgments and our drama team we used to have, some of y'all will remember this, the conversation of the lad. He's going to go see Jesus. The multitude's going after Jesus. I can say this a little tight. I don't know how old he was. It doesn't tell us. But I can see him being so excited, wanting to go. And I think Elaine and Miss Lori were talking about it in a play we were writing, and they said, what about the mama or the person that got that sack together with those 5 loaves and those 2 little fishes? And you know those cakes aren't that big if you look at them in that situation. But there was a preparation made for this journey, and his expectations was seeing Jesus. Not only did he bring the preparation, but at the same time, it was something that was offered that was able to use in the ministry of the Lord. And that is so powerful. Same way as we look at our scripture today, with the 4th, he says, he asked, how many loaves do you have? And they said there were 7 loaves and a few small fishes. Somebody prepared and had that with them. But by giving it to the Lord, he was able to bless it and multiply it tremendously all through. Now, I promise you, this is not a message on tithing. This is not a message on financials. This is a message on preparing ourselves for the journey ahead of us. If we look at this, and again, I'm going to jump around because I've gone through this so many times. I want to say this about the miracle of the 5,000. It's in all 4 Gospels. If you read it, there's just a little variation. The point where it talks about the lad, was just in John. The other one says we had this. And then if we read the miracle of the 4,000, it's in 2 of the Gospels. It's in Matthew, and I think it's Mark. No, excuse me. Yeah, Matthew and Mark. So as I wrote those notes down, I wanted to remind us that, and I think it's neat, Brother Eddie talked about some of the show, The Chosen. And I think when it talks about the disciples being picked and some of the things you see, they were like us. It's just they said, who am I? That the Lord said, just follow me. Just come on. And as their writings and everything that they've done, it's the same way with our ministry and the way we work in each of you and your daily life is giving it to God. But we find these miracles and we think about it. And I'm just thinking, there's one other point that's mentioned in both of them, and then we'll get into our message. All this is just a little buildup. But it also showed compassion of Jesus for us. That he would not let them leave They haven't eaten. They said they have anything. They've been with me for 3 days. I know they don't have anything to eat. I can't let them leave because they'll be faint. And they won't. And it says they'll be faint on their way. He had to feed them and prepare them, and then he sent them on their way. But there's so much went on in this parable. It's not a parable, excuse me, the story of the 4,000. I can't let it go. This preparation. And I think about this, and let me kind of lay a little gamework where my head is. I'm a note taker. I showed you my notes. I'm a planner. I like to carry things. I always tell Elaine, I've got to carry this. We're going on a trip. We got vacation planned coming up around Labor Day. And I've got a little list and notes. I said, make me a list. I don't want to forget this. You got the beach chairs. You got the towels. You got the sunscreen. You got this and that. And when we get through, that list is mighty big. Just like hunting. And I've got somebody sitting behind me that knows exactly what I carry when we go to the woods. There's enough there. You never know. There could be a hurricane. There could be a tornado. There could be rain. There could be a blizzard. There's extra knives. There's extra rope. There's my, you know, there's my Vienna sausage. There's potted meat. I mean, I'm prepared. I mean, we're going to make it. And that's the way I prepare for a journey. So I think of these things, and I was thinking to myself, and I put all these things on a list. I put them in order. You open up your bags from last year. And, of course, there's paydays. I guess they're still good for a year. I don't think paydays go bad. I'll still carry that Ziploc. But I said, oh, good, I've already got some Red Hots and paydays. We're in good shape. And then I'm packing and getting ready, but I have to get that bag out. Sometimes you got expired batteries and other things. And Elaine makes me look at the dates on my canned goods, too, but this stuff doesn't qualify. But that's the way I travel. But do you realize these 4,000 were preparing for this journey? It wasn't just them. And let's look in 30. And it said, this great multitude came unto him. And what did they have with them? Those that were lame. Those that were blind. Those that were dumb. Maimed. And many others. And what did they do with them? They brought them to the feet of Jesus. Their preparation for this journey with expectation was that Jesus Christ was going to take care of the situation. Can you imagine those that had to be led? They had to be carried. They had to be helped. And it said they were in a wilderness. And you know, he talks about it. Then he went up on the mountain. And he went to rest. And everybody was with him. Jesus' compassion for them was so great that they seeked him out, that he healed them. It didn't say some. It said he healed them. And that's where my heart is. We're preparing in this daily walk. You know, we talk about the news. We talk about everything going on in the world around us. But God's already got a plan for us. He knows what we need to do, and he knows where we need to be. We need to have our expectation for this journey, and our preparation is to be in the Word, sister. It's to read the Word, to let it fill us. It's to pray, to fast, to seek. That's the expectation that we have. These 4,000 people that were fed, and they talked about them bringing. Can you imagine what was left over after that feast? And I know the Scripture tells us about the 7 baskets. But you know what gets me excited, makes me want to shout? What about the walking sticks that were left there? What about the crutches? What about the bandages? What about the lead that maybe somebody was even feathered, tied to the person that was blind that was following them because of the narrow pass? What if they put a rope around their waist and had them come with them? What about those that were lame, it talks about? What about those limbs that were straightened? What about everything that was done? Can you imagine the stack over here, the services? Can you imagine just leaving the wheelchairs and the crutches and everything? My God is great. He is capable of doing each and every one of that. For this journey that we're on, for this preparation that we make, yes, we pray and we give it to God, but do we really seek Him to a point that we would go in the wilderness to find Him, to save our loved ones, to save everything that we have, or save us? This expectation that we have right now, and we can talk about the revival coming up. We talked about it last night. We had prayer here with a band of brothers, and it was so powerful. We spoke prayer requests. We spoke needs. There are those people that are preparing the food. They're preparing the music. They're inviting people. The electronics are putting the Facebook post out. We're inviting people to come with us. But I want to talk about this one more time. The great multitude came, and their preparation was bringing their someone that was lame. I think of the, in Scripture, and you think of those that are bringing the sick to them or those that couldn't get there. What about the opportunity that we have now with our loved ones that are lost, that need to feel the compassion that Jesus can show them? All they have to do is turn their life around. We can pray for them. We can help them. We can bring them. We can invite them. I'll be honest with you. My parents knew me well. And when they would invite us to service on Sunday mornings, they'd say, "We'll take you out to eat afterwards." We'd go to the cafeteria. We'd go to Davis House Cafeteria over there. And I used to love that over there in Smyrna. And they'd feed us good. But they'd just invite us to church. And sure, they were bribing us too. But I just thought it was the best thing to do. But as I wrote these notes, and I bring this to us tonight, and I know it's not a long message, but I cannot help but think about that lad and his excitement in my heart. This is the way I see it. And someone loved him enough, they prepared, and maybe he got it himself, but I believe there was a mama or there was a loved one that said, "Here, take this with you." Those 5 loaves and 2 fishes that were made. Or the preparation that someone not only brought the sick people, but those 7 loaves and a few little fishes that Jesus can take and multiply. Those sick that we bring to the altar, those needs. So let's talk about today. What preparation are we making for our loved ones? First of all, let's talk about ourselves. And I know it's a Wednesday night crowd. And I know my anticipation is you're here because you choose to be. I don't know. Maybe your mom and dad's offering you supper afterwards, or maybe there's something special. But my anticipation is that we're reaching out for God. I see Sunday school teachers in here. I see people that I know are dedicated. Every time these doors are open, they're here. I see people that every time they're not at work or their opportunities here, they're here. We need to be doing more than just coming in and just saying, "All right, Pastor, what you got for me?" I want to prepare for the journey that I'm on and walk in here with expectation. I want to know without a shadow of a doubt, and I do know, that if I come to Jesus Christ and I come to His feet and lay my burdens down, my sins, my walk, that He will heal me and put me in the right direction. He'll put me on that path. That He'll save my soul, and that when He calls me home, and He's going to say, "Come on in, my good and faithful servant. So Jim, I'm excited you're here. Come on." There's folks here wanting to see you, and I'm going to say, "Well, I want to see Jesus. That's what I want to do." This expectation, and that's where the Lord, there's so much here I want to say, but I want us to think about preparing ourselves as we come into church, come to the Lord. And I'm using church, and I know there are people saved in many different ways. I know there's opportunities. I had a chance to go to this was a bunch of years ago, but I went as a young minister to a prison with some other people. And I saw some folks that were so down on their luck in their life that when they talked to me, and we talked as a group, and I had a chance to talk to some individuals, and then we went to a church that had sponsored it, and we got to meet some people that were out. And for them saying, just to hear the Word of God, just to have somebody tell them how much Jesus loves them, in that situation, and they were able, not everybody, but they were able to turn their life around because they prepared themselves and said, "Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior." I was thinking about this, and I wrote some things down, and yes, the revival's on my mind with this message and this journey. And I'm using that because I'm not taking anything away from our normal services. God's here. We're so blessed with the ministers, our Sunday school teachers. God has blessed this church tremendously. But an opportunity we have to stir the coals, to get sparked up, to get that revival, to get revved up, get those sparks stirred up a little bit. That ash has got to be removed and let that kindling just come forth and let that flame go, because we know it's there. Even we need sometimes. I need sometimes somebody, the Lord to pop me on the back of the head or send somebody to me and say, "Jim, you need to straighten up. Get out of those doldrums. Look at how blessed you are." I got a thing at my, it used to be at my desk. Now I just got it in my bag that I carry back and forth to the office. But it's just very simple. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I mean, I think somebody had sent me the email. I don't know if it's Susan or somebody had that on there, but it was just a comment from Elaine had sent it to me, but she'd got it from someone else. But I just cut it out and put it up there. I'm too blessed to be stressed. But I know I've got to go to the Lord and seek Him out. And I think about this. But these are things I wrote down. This is what I want you in your preparation for your walk with God. No matter who's watching online, wherever you are in your walk, who here in the house. But I want y'all to think about this. Here's what we need to take the Lord. When we go on this journey and we seek Him out and we bring everything that we are, in our luggage or your bag or backpacks, and like I said, Brother Eddie can laugh because I bring so much stuff when we go to the Deer Woods or when we go on vacation, but in our luggage and all, you know what that we need to bring to the Lord? It's our problems, our cares, maybe loneliness. What about doubts and fears? You know, those doubts where the devil tells you, well, you're not good enough for that. Oh, you're too bad. You're too low. Those doubts and fears we can bring to the Lord. What about our tears? Or those deepest secrets, those darkest places that we hide even from ourselves sometimes. We deny them, that they're there. What about our loved ones? We bring them to the Lord. And their emptiness or our emptiness. You know, all we got to do is give it to the Lord. What if we bring our sick, our lost, our confused? The Bible breaks it down into the dumb, the lame, the blind, and all these type things. And what should we, in our expectations, what should we expect? Joy? Peace? Everything that God gives us. As we think about it, I was thinking about this too, and I was writing it down. From this, if you think about it, I'm just going to just be me on this scripture and just tell you the way my mind works. And it says, came with them those that were lame. So what did they take back with them? Those who were running, skipping, hopping, praising God. Those that were blind. Maybe instead of them leading their friend or their loved one that was blind or themselves, they're saying, come on. Have you seen these big trees over here? Have you seen the Sea of Galilee that we're going by? Look at those mountains. That's what they took back with them. Those that were dumb. Those that didn't have any understanding. Those whatever your definition of that loneliness, that emptiness, that mind that's confused in that situation or not able to speak. Those situations that come on. And it says that they were able to speak after that. Can you imagine the joy of praise when you call out the name, thank you, Jesus? I have not been able to speak or hear. And all of a sudden I could hear His voice. I could hear, I could feel the wind. But now I can hear the wind. Hear those birds chirping? We were, the other night after the rain, those frogs and toads and crickets behind our house get so loud you could hear them with the window shut. And Elaine says they're happy. They've been filled up. They've got their creeks full again. That's what you could hear. And I'm being a little silly, but I'm really not. I'm talking seriously. And it says, those that were cast down at the feet of Jesus, I can't imagine whether He walked by or whether He spoke it, whether He touched them, whether He just reached down and lifted someone up that has not their feet straightened, their legs straightened. Diabetes healed, cancer healed, circulation issues healed, finances healed, loneliness healed, emptiness healed, sadness healed, families put back together again, a joy that was put in their hearts that's unspeakable. There's no way to explain it. This journey that they went on, because of their preparation of taking these to Jesus, their expectations with that cure and that healing and that fullness. I know I'm being repetitious, but I don't know how to get it over any better than my mind. Maybe I'm slow. I've danced this afternoon when I got through with work. I couldn't wait to get back into the scripture and I wanted to compare because when I read this about the 4,000 and what was brought, my first thought that the Lord gave me was preparing. And as we prepare for the revival, we prepare. Last night we had prayer with the men's group and all that we did. But I want to do more. I want to be ready to receive. How do I prepare myself to be ready to receive is what I asked the Lord. He said, just bring it to me. Everything you got. With expectations. Knowing that I love you, my compassion for you, I will not let you leave and go faint and not be able to finish this journey. That's what Jesus told me. That's what the Lord's telling you tonight. I don't know what your situation is tonight. I don't know anybody here. I know that we, you know, like I said, I've been praying for those in Afghanistan. I know there's ministries over there. I know some people, I think of those that have to feel like they're so abandoned right now. But you know, that's the same thing in our hometown. There are those that are lost that have no answer and they feel like nobody cares. In this revival that we're coming up with, and I don't want it just to say these 3 days. I'm talking about the message that's been going forth. The altar calls that I've let pass because I just felt like, well, God, I got this one. No. Well, why is it worse now than it was before? Why didn't I answer his call? Why didn't I let somebody tell me earlier, you need to know about Jesus? There are answers. There's opportunities we have that we need to pray for our loved ones. We need to do everything that we can. And it's not a denominational thing because there is no denomination in the house of the Lord. Everyone's welcome. It's not those that, well, I'm not in that clique or I'm not good enough. I don't understand everything. I wrote down that as we prepare for this journey we're on, and these are just a few of my words, so please, I know you know many more. But I put down, I need to pray. I need to fast. I need to invite. I need to allow the Lord to put me in that one mind and one accord with Him and with my fellow brothers, sisters in Christ. I need to have expectations. I need to be anticipating. And I need to come in with that mind frame that the Lord's got something for me. And He will touch me. And He will let me help someone else. I need to know that we all need Jesus. There's none of this, well, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt thing with God. It's an everyday thing. His mercies are new every day. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. And like I said, what do they take home? I just wrote it down here. They took down those that could hear, those that could speak, those that were walking, those that were seeing, and those that had those burdens released up. And that's the compassion of Jesus. Because He fed them, made sure they were healthy enough to go on their journey. His Word will feed you. It will feed us. It will feed anyone that comes to these doors. Anyone watching live, the Lord will feed you. He'll give you what you need. Turn to Him now. Today is the day of salvation. Let Him strengthen you in all that you have to do. You know, when you are so down, and let Him pick you up. Just like they sing the song, you know, once we see, even when we stumble, or I've suffered. I was talking to one of the ministries here, just talking in general, Brother Keith, as we were talking about it. And I just said, you know, and we were talking in general, and people I've been had an opportunity to speak to me. There's so much doubt and fear out there, or those that feel so inferior. But for someone to lift them up and care enough about them, which has got to be God's children, but it's Jesus Christ, to get them to where they can get to Jesus. That's that preparation for that journey with expectations. And I know I've said a lot of the same words over and over again, but I cannot emphasize to you enough how the Lord's placed this on my heart. And if it's just for me, thank you, Lord. But if there's anyone that feels tonight that you need to just get renewed and fired up and know that God's here. We've got people right now in our congregation still sick. They're still going through things. They've had procedures. We've got those that are preparing for things and struggles. Maybe it could be a job issue, a financial, a marriage, that don't really have an answer. But let's lead them to Jesus. And let's let Him feed them. Let's let Him take care of them. Let's let them know we love them and we're praying for them. We're not judging them. We're praying with them. We can get them just to turn it all over to the Lord. And that's what we got to do. And that's that expectation we've talked about. There were a lot of things said last night. I actually asked the brothers, what are you expecting out of the revival? And I think expectations was one of the big ones. And it wasn't just taken from that last night. I already had my notes down. But God's working on it. There's a lot of people. I want us to be in one mind and one accord. I'm fixed to turn this over to Brother Eddie. But I am going to ask you, please be in much prayer for our services, for our pastor, for all the ministries that goes forth out of our church. Sister Wendy, if you need any help this next week with all that y'all are doing, thank you. But we're going to be in much prayer that everything goes smooth. And invite somebody, pray. And you can look at me and say, you know, fasting is something that I'm learning. It wasn't something I was taught, but I'm asking God to guide me in that direction because I want my mind on Him. And I just like studying this afternoon. Thank goodness I was home by myself before Miss Elaine got home. Not that I don't mind her being home, but I had to turn off everything because I know for me I'm too easily distracted. Don't take that wrong. I'm already in trouble, y'all. But I'm too easily distracted. I hear, being in that, now that I work from the house, I hear car doors and all this kind of stuff. And I'm, you know, I'm not used to this kind of stuff. I'm used to it being noisy. But I love the Lord, and I love y'all. Thank you for this time. Brother Eddie, if you would just take over. And I don't know if we'd have an altar call, whatever you want. Just turn it all over to you, sir. Thank you. Love y'all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Jim, for that word. Preparation with expectation. Amen. I was reminded of a story my granddaddy used to tell about this little lady who was wanting to wash her clothes and hang them out on the line so that they would dry. That's how long ago this was. And it had been several days of raining. And just she wasn't able to get her clothes washed and hanging out on the line. She needed the sun to come out. So she prayed. Lord Jesus, please, let this rain stop and let tomorrow let the sun come out and so I can get these clothes washed and get them hung out on the line and dry. So she gets up the next morning, pulls the curtains back, and looks out. She said, just as I expected, it's still raining. You know, prayer and expectation. We should have been expecting the sun to shine. But, you know, there's a moral of that story there. So many times we pray and then it doesn't answer the way we want to, just as I expected. That's not praying with faith. Amen. You know, there was a key thing in that. And I'm not trying to add anything to that message. It was a wonderful message. But there was a key thing in there. They came. Jesus was sitting down. It said they came and they cast down those that were lame, those that were maimed, those who couldn't speak. They cast them down. They throwed a cripple on the ground. I mean, if you look up the word cast, it's not layest down. It says to throw or to give force or something. They actually cast them down. Now, I'm thinking some of them may have did it with faith, and some of them said, okay, do it. You know, something, because a lot of them came out just to see. But Jesus healed them all. If we could, and this goes back to the trouble tree. If we could come in that door right there, and as we come in, cast every burden down, every problem, every situation, and come into the house and the tabernacle of God and glorify and praise God. And let me tell you, when you go back out, don't pick them back up. Amen. Leave them there. Leave them there. God bless you. Would you stand tonight? So thankful for you to come out on a Wednesday night. Brother Jim, thank you again for that very timely message. Couldn't have been at a better time, amen, than just going into revival with a great expectation. And I want us to come with an expectation. We were talking last night. I can't tell you what's going to happen. I don't have a program. I just know that we're going to expect the Lord to be here and the Lord to take control of the service. And ever how He does it, amen, it's going to be wonderful. Amen? All right. Does anyone need prayer tonight? Please come forward. This altar is open.
God, to be submissive and obedient. God, to your word and to your will. Father, we pray right now, Lord, you use her. God, as you see fit, that you might get honor and glory as we anoint her in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, to be a servant for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, let it be done. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Someone else need prayer tonight. Anyone else? I anoint you on behalf of Sister Alice. She's having some health problems with her back. We God deserve a healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we anoint Sister Missy, God, on behalf of Sister Alice tonight, Father, we're praying that you would honor her faith. Touch her right there, God. Heal her and anoint her, God. Move that pain. Make her whole this very hour, Lord. We know, God, that you're able to do all things. And we pray right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, for healing for her body. Touch her right there, Lord. Will you give praise? Glory to God. Speak the word, Lord, that she might be healed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise God for that healing power. All right. God bless you. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Sure. You sit with both of them? The minister. That's not the one. That's the different name. Dear Jesus, Lord, as we come to God on behalf of this couple, God, we ask you, Lord, to honor Brother Kevin's faith tonight. Lord, touch them. Speak healing into their hearts. God, we know, Lord, God, that you're greater than any problem, greater than the virus, greater than that COVID, God. Speak healing. God, fill up their muscles. God, restore their breathing. In Jesus' name we pray right now. Let it be God, Lord, touch them and heal them, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Glory to God. Speak the word, Lord Jesus. Lord, that they might be made whole. Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. We're glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My, my. He's still healing, folks.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you. Hope you have a wonderful balance of the week. Invite somebody to church Sunday. I know we want them to come to revival, but we also want them to come this Sunday. Amen. In expectation. Sunday will be a good day to really get the church fired up in anticipation, in expectation of the revival. Amen. It's coming. All right. Let's just bow our heads and we'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Father, for the word that's been preached tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that we would take it to heart, God, and we would be prepared, God, with expectation in our prayers. Praying and believing, God, should go hand in hand. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just send revival into this land, God, not only in this church, but God, let it break out all over our nation. Father, we do pray for those, many are sick and many are afflicted, God, and we know, God, that you're greater than any sickness. Father, we pray, God, that you would touch and anoint, keep your hand of safety upon us tonight. Lord, as we depart, we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, for we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good evening. We love you so very much.